human progress and unity. Earth is the theater on which we play the game of life. It is the stage where we struggle to attain the supreme beatitude of life. It is the karma bhumi, the dharma kshetra, the field in which we prepare ourselves for self-realization. Humanity is the heart of this world. Identity with humanity is identity with the universe. Material progress should not be at the cost of spiritual advancement. The two must go hand in hand. Then we will have an integral evolution. Material advancement must be founded on and controlled by spiritual principles and values. That alone will maintain the right relation and balance between the material and spiritual aspects of life and thereby transform the entire life into an expression of the spirit. Spirit and matter are not two different isolated entities, but one integral whole. Religion should enter into every department of our life. It is a cry nowadays that our life should be molded purely on a secular basis. This means that we should build up life ignoring the soul. But man is not merely what he appears to be, a bundle of flesh, bones, blood and skin, nor a creature living and acting solely under the impulses and thoughts rising from the mind. We have to recognize that beyond the exterior dynamics of the body and mind, there is within man the spirit within is immortal. It is by the power of the spirit that our life is activated in its manifold expressions. In the classroom, hospital, office, marketplace, factory and field, as well as in temple, church and mosque, we should tune ourselves with the spirit. Divine thoughts and feelings should permeate us. It is a mistake to divide the world into East and the West. The planet we live in is one. Humanity is one. And God is one. All have come from one God. If only we remember this, there will be no room for strife. The most deplorable thing is that we are fighting even the name of religion. The fight is really for power and wealth. All the great teachers have taught the same truth and preached the same gospel of love.